Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Nine Layers of the Indie, where we have actually an opportunity to allow ourselves to be sensually authentic, where we have the opportunity to go there, to actually give ourselves permission as women to connect with the source of who it is we are allowing ourselves to become. Who is it that you are being? What is in your way? What has been coming up for you this week? What new opportunities have you had to be triggered, to be let down, to feel left out, to feel guilt, to feel pride? What has come into your awareness, into your life this week that has given you the opportunity to be more of who it is you truly are? What opportunities have come into your life this week that have triggered you into being not who you truly are? And then allowing yourself to look back and say, wait a minute, that didn't feel right. That didn't feel good. I can remember, and it actually doesn't happen to me very much anymore. I'm trying to remember the last time where it might have happened. Let me see if I could connect with one. It's been a while. Those opportunities where you have to get really angry and you actually let yourself go. You let yourself get so angry, but not from a place of powerful anger, from a place of fear. And you actually lash out or let yourself do something that you know isn't in your being, that you know doesn't feel good. Sometimes we have those opportunities and we don't see the gift in it. We just go straight into the anger and then straight into the guilt, or I should say straight into the fear and then straight into the guilt. Because when we express anger in a very explosive way, that's not true anger. That's really fear. There's beautiful ways that we have as women to really connect with our anger, and that's not one of them. However, those opportunities can be there for us so that we can look back and say, wait a minute, I don't know. That's not really who I am. That's not really who I choose to be. So, wow, I wasn't expecting on going there right away, but however, it flowed through me, through my indie. So that's where we'll begin. That's where we'll begin. So again, welcome, welcome. I want you to connect with who it is you are allowing yourself to be. And for those of you who are joining me live on this call, it's a very special time of year for people in the States. It's Thanksgiving. And when I thought about and really felt into today's layer, at the very beginning, I had a little bit of even resistance come up in my own formula because I thought, how is this layer really appropriate for today, for this time of year, for gratitude and Thanksgiving? And then it hit me. And it hit me really strongly, and it's so perfect, so divinely planted. And whether you're joining me for the live call and it is that time of year for you, or you are listening to the recording or joining us and from one of the courses, I know that this is coming at the perfect time for you as well, because it's the sequence of the indie and it's naturally what you fall into. And you actually, for this one, you may be surprised when I share this layer with you originally because of the sequence. It's not what we're used to experiencing. However, when you understand what is really present for you in this layer, it will make so much sense and you'll really begin to feel it very naturally. Before we get into that, wow, very powerful week last week. The opportunity to forgive. And I actually had some chances to connect with some of you to really for you to really feel the depths of the forgiveness and what it actually did for you. Now, some of you were very beautifully open with me and said, you know, I was really scared and I still haven't done the forgiveness exercise. So I want to gift you the opportunity, and I'd like to invite you to gift yourself the opportunity did you do the forgiveness exercise? Did you really do it? This isn't a layer, just like any of the indie layers. You cannot think your way through this one. You really can't say, all right, I thought about it. I thought about someone that I should forgive, and I did it. You really have to go into the layer of the indie and do the forgiveness process exactly like it was presented to you. And you really do require, if you really want to feel the full value of what's here for you, you really do require to do the forgiveness of someone else and then the self-forgiveness. I spoke with someone recently who said, all right, well, I had no problem forgiving others, but I really had a hard time forgiving myself. Well, that can be common, and you really do deserve. And you really deserve to feel what it feels like to forgive yourself. And you cannot do it. In my experience, I have not found a better way. Believe me, if I did, I'd be sharing it with you. In my experience, I don't know a better way to go into self-forgiveness than starting with the exact process that I've shared with you. To really allow yourself to extract that piece of you, that age where you remember participating in whatever it was you know you need to forgive yourself for, to actually source the forgiveness from that place, from that age, because you can't do it from where you are now. Like I explained in the last course, you know better from where you are now. That's why you naturally feel guilt. Because you know better. And even if you knew better at the time and you still allowed yourself to do it, or you feel like you should have known better, you didn't, or you wouldn't have allowed yourself to participate in it. There was some sort of lesson, some sort of gift in that for you. So in order to even be able to receive the gift, you need to be able to go through the forgiveness. If you're holding the gift of self-forgiveness away from yourself, you haven't learned the lesson from what it is you did. Punishment isn't the lesson. We feel that. Most of us were raised that way. And I see even that natural tendency in myself with my children, which is something I'm really beautifully, organically, and I'm being very transparent with you in this moment, I'm really working on that organically in my own formula with my children. Stepping away from that space of ego where we feel like you did something wrong, now you must be punished for it. Really stepping away from that. Yes, there are consequences. Consequences are much different from punishment. Much, much different. A consequence is something that naturally, organically arises from a choice you make. It's not something that you're punished for. It naturally happens because you made a certain choice. And I'm learning to do that in my own formula and learning to integrate that more with my family. And the more I do, the more natural and beautiful it is to step into a place of self-forgiveness. If you are punishing yourself and trying to do your due diligence because you did something wrong and now you're punishing yourself for it, or you don't feel that you have the capacity to step into self-forgiveness because you feel like you deserve more punishment, that is not serving you. And you're actually missing the gift of the consequence that's there. You can't even see it until you naturally move into self-forgiveness. So I really want to encourage and invite all of you, if you did allow yourself to do the self-forgiveness, congratulations, good for you. I want you to acknowledge yourself, and I want you to continue with it. I want you to ask yourself that deeper question. What else have you not forgiven yourself for? What else is there? And if you didn't do it, I really, really want to encourage you. You are here. You're engaged in this course. You're taking the time. You're taking the energy to be with me, to be with the other women, and to really explore. You know what? This opportunity, this exact opportunity, isn't going to come around for you again. There may be other opportunities. There may even be other opportunities for you to review this material. But what I mean is this opportunity right now, in this moment, is not going to arise again. So today of all days, in that space of gratitude and thankfulness that so many of us across the world experience on this special day, and wherever you are, again, like I said, if you're listening to this later, stepping into a space of gratitude for who you are in your life, take advantage of those opportunities. And I actually want to make a note for myself about take advantage. Take advantage is not the vibration that actually feels good. So I'm trying to feel into right now if there's another word, another phrase that feels the same. It's not take advantage. It's what is it? That's why I like the word opportunity. I've got to think of something. I've got to feel into something that feels right. But it's really seize the day, right? The carpe diem. It's like take the opportunity in that moment. Take the gift in that moment. So instead of take advantage of, take the gift of. I don't know. I'm going to work on that one. I'm going to feel into that one. Let that one come through me because there's something else there that I really want to start expressing. Because there really is such value in that moment. We don't get it back. To receive the gift in that moment is what I'm talking about. So sometimes what happens with the forgiveness exercise is I will talk to women and they'll say, you know what, I'm really, really going to do this forgiveness exercise. And in fact, all weekend I've been writing down the things I need to forgive myself for. And I'm doing really good, Tara. I have a whole list now of things I need to forgive myself for. That's not what the intention is. And although I understand that you might have a good intention, or those of you who might participate in that have a good intention, it's not the intention of the exercise. The intention of the exercise is not to not make a long to-do list of the things you need to forgive yourself for. So if you find yourself slipping into that habit of the doing, just be aware of that. It's a very natural tendency for those of us who have come from that doing energy, because this world is very much operating on just a strict doing New Yorker energy. That is not where you are. This is the indie. This is the being. You need to be with the exercise. If you think of something and you feel something that you need to forgive yourself for, the best thing to do is to forgive yourself in that moment for whatever that was. The exercise that I walked you through does not take very long. It can take, 3-4 minutes? By the time you're done taking down all weekend or writing down 20 or 25 things you need to forgive yourself for, you spent way more than 3 to 4 minutes. And in fact, you're not freeing any energy. You're actually building up energy as a to-do list. And every time you see it and you say, oh my goodness, that's right, I have to do that. I have to forgive myself for those 25 things. It's not going to serve you. It's not going to free the energy. It's not going to be more connected for you with your indie. So when something comes up that you need to forgive yourself for, if for whatever reason you cannot in that moment forgive yourself, which I will actually challenge you on that one, because you should be able to take the time in that very moment. But let's say, I'll give us some flexibility. Let's say for some reason you can't, or you choose not to, would be the more appropriate and really, really real way to put it. Let's say you choose not to forgive yourself in that moment, and you want to write it down so you remember it later. If you feel like you must do that, that you choose to do that, then I really invite you to write down that one thing, and that you don't write anything else down until you've actually forgiven yourself for that one. Now, this is my hesitancy in that. You actually heard it in my breath if you're becoming more and more aware and connected with my femtypes. This is my hesitancy. When something comes up, when you remember what you need to forgive yourself for and it kind of comes into you, that's when it's present. That's when it's palpable. That's when the emotion is calling to you. That's when you can source it and go into it the deepest. So I want you to start living through your indie in a much more present way. And I want you to see if you can gift yourself the opportunity in those moments, in the moments when they show up. You don't need to write everything down so you don't forget. That's not really the way we're supposed to be, in my opinion, supposed to be living our lives. Yes, there are some times when business or a grocery list, right, that we write things down so that we can remember. But if you're really allowing yourself to connect with your indie, you shouldn't be having to remember. Oh, that's right, I have to remember to forgive myself for that. You should be giving yourself permission in that moment to forgive yourself right then and there. There's no juicier moment than when the memory has come up for you to say, you know what? Okay, that's it. It's here with me. I'm going to take these 3 minutes. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to allow myself to remember how hurt I was, how angry I was, and then bring up how old you were and allow yourself to see that piece of you outside yourself. Allow yourself to connect with who that woman was and see her. And from there, from that place, you then forgive her. You can do that in 3 minutes. That may be the exact 3 minutes that you require during your day to actually shift the energy and to source the energy so that you can fuel what it is you must do for the rest of the day. Whether it be connecting with your children, maybe it's something in your business, maybe it's that next client. This is the same thing that goes with our intentions. We are mistaken when we feel that we don't have the time. We don't have the time for our intentions. We don't have the time to take 30 seconds or a minute to write down who it is we want to be today. There is something that I share with my private clients, and I actually share it in some of my other programs as well, and that is the Femme Flow List, where you ask each one of your femme types, who is it? First you ask your Indie, who do I want to be today? And then you ask your Frenchie, what is it I want to enjoy today? And then you ask your New Yorker, what is the one thing if I did nothing else today, what is the one thing I require to do today? If you don't take the time, if you don't take the energy to do that in the beginning of your day, then I don't know what your day is going to look like. And in fact, you don't know what your day is going to look like either. If you don't take those moments to really focus on what it is you're wanting to create for yourself, then to me, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter what happens the rest of the day. I won't know if I'm fulfilled or not because I haven't set my intention for what it is I knew I needed to be, enjoy, and do that day. So I share that with you as a little bit of a gift, and perhaps we'll have some time before the end of the course to go into that further. I'm not sure. I'll feel into that myself because it is one of the most valuable tools. And it just came up for me organically now because I know that as women, that's one of our top excuses. It's really an excuse for our collective consciousness right now. The whole world has gotten so used to accepting that excuse that it's the first place that we go as women. I don't have time. I don't have time. And, you know, we've heard it before that there no other person has any more hours in the day than someone else, and you've heard that. But what I'm really inviting you right now in this moment as I'm with you is to really feel that from a different perspective, to stop looking at your life in terms of do I have the time or do I not have the time. Start looking at your life in terms of intention. What is it you intend to do with your life? What is it you intend to do with your relationships? How is it that you intend to be? What is it that you intend to enjoy? And what is it you intend to do? If you take the vocabulary of time out, instead of asking yourself, do I have time to do this? Do I have time to be this? Do I have time to enjoy this? And you really focus on your intention, time changes. The momentum of time changes. You no longer will experience time in the same way. If someone had told me before, maybe even 5 years ago, that I would be able to accomplish and live the way I'm living now with the amount of hours that I had then, which of course are the same amount of hours now, I would have told them they were crazy. In my day, when I set my intention, every morning I do my Femme Flow List. I have my tea. I sit with my boys in the morning. Unless it's Dave's morning, then I do sleep in. Okay, so I'm a real woman too. I'm not going to act like I'm some powerhouse because that's a masculine energy. I'm not here to prove anything to you. I'm actually in the process of really letting go and releasing any need for approval. And the other one that's right there with it is releasing the need to be admired. So, whew, I shared with you some really deep information right there about myself. That's the woman I'm becoming. That's the woman I'm becoming. So I also today went and had Chinese acupuncture and reflexology. And then I came back and I worked in my business and I worked on my business and I shot a beautiful video. Actually, many of you may see it today or you may have already seen it. A really vulnerable video about what I'm grateful for in my life. So I had fun with that. And my husband's in the other room making homemade spaghetti sauce. because we intend to live our lives a certain way. I don't ask time for permission to live my life. If you are running by the clock and you are feeling like, oh my goodness, I don't have time for that, I don't have time for that, you are asking time for permission, just like you might ask other people for permission in your life. Maybe your spouse, maybe your kids subconsciously, maybe your friends. If you're asking for permission, what you're doing is you're seeking approval from external sources to live your life in a way that you really want to. What that really means is you're seeking an excuse to be validated by someone else so that maybe you don't have to take responsibility for how you want to live your life. It's totally up to you. I don't know where this is all coming from, but I'm right in the flow right now. So this is real. And apparently, you need to hear it, or it wouldn't be coming through me. So my intention is to give myself permission today to go there, to be in that space, to spread, to open, and to expand to the exact message that you are required to hear so that you can start to shift your consciousness. Because I've shared with you before why I am here, why I am here. Oh, I am here to release a deep-seated pain and to assist women in releasing a deep-seated pain, so we can shift the consciousness of this planet on a global, economic, and political scale. I found that out. That came through me, that exact phrase, about 3 years ago. We were driving back from San Diego. We had just spent the weekend with some friends and had really some amazing opening experiences with our friends. And we were driving back in the car, and all of a sudden that phrase came out of me. We were driving back. It was late at night. It was dark. The boys were asleep in the back. Dave was driving. And I said, babe, I am here. And I was shaking inside as I was saying it, because it wasn't even making sense to me. It wasn't coming from an intellectual space. And he started shaking, and he said, oh my gosh, babe, write that down. I don't know where that's coming from, but write that down. I've never felt so real. And I had never felt so real before. And I actually ended up recording it on my BlackBerry so I could hear myself say it. I never listened to it. I've been through I don't know how many phones since then. I never listened to it. The feeling, though, has always been with me. And I really rarely have tried to analyze that from a place of, what does that really mean? But just recently, after my trip last week to Santa Fe, Dave and I had a conversation, and he said, you know what? More is coming through me. I'm starting to recognize more of what that means. And I think we both are starting to recognize the actual capacity of why both of us are here, because we're both really here to live that message and that mission and to share that with you. So I'm sharing with you today from a very deep space. So we've talked about, let's see, what have we talked about already in the last 25 minutes? We've talked about time. We've talked about gratitude. What does this come down to, and why is this so potent for your indie? It has everything to do with your indie. This is an opportunity. This program is an opportunity for you to relate to yourself in a way you have never related to yourself before. And time is one of the distractions that we utilize as women, as a society as a whole, so that we don't relate to ourselves as deeply, so that we can then use a little intermediary between ourselves and what it is we're really relating to. And time does that. So I'm inviting you this week to step away from that. I'm not telling you to go unconscious and to not look at a clock and just to see what happens. I'm actually encouraging you to wake up and to not use time as a limiter for what it is you intend to do, be, and enjoy in your life. I'm actually inviting you to have a new relationship with yourself, regardless of time, and not even regardless, because of time. I'm actually inviting you to have a different relationship with yourself through time. Stop using time as an excuse. Stop using time as a deflection. Stop using time as an opportunity to distract yourself, and start setting your intention. Every time you hear yourself using time as an excuse, I want you to set in the word intend instead. So every intention, I'll do it right now, every intention you have to use time as an excuse, I want you to put in the word intention. So I don't have time to do this. I don't have the intention to do this. That's exactly what it is you're really saying. And if you want to switch that, if you want to have more time, I invite you to have more of an intention. Because if you can wake up and you can ask yourself, who is it I require to be today? What is it I want to enjoy? And what is the one thing I require to do? If you start your day with that, then I guarantee you have gifted yourself the intention of receiving that. A beautiful opportunity for you to get to know your indie on a brand new level. This is what I share with women in a much more comprehensive way when we talk about the Femme Flow List and we talk about how, as a woman, you can allow yourself to be more fulfilled so that you're not running with those to-do lists. And this really came up for me because of what a woman recently shared with me about the forgiveness exercise. She was so proud of herself that she had a whole list of things that she needed to forgive herself for. I'm not looking for you to have to-do lists. That's not what we're here for, really. So I want to invite you to step away from that.